Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today we're talking about three essentials to transform your business into a kingdom entity. Now, let's say you have a business or you're responsible for a major portion of one, and you're becoming convinced that it could be more than just a money-making effort, that it has potential to have spiritual impact, and you'd like to nudge the organization in the direction of becoming a kingdom business. Where do you start? So here's three essentials you'll need to help you in this process. You'll need to build these into your organization and into your personal routines if you're going to increase the likelihood of success. Number one, an ever-growing relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know, among other things, a kingdom business is a spiritual entity that exists to channel God's love and providence to that portion of the marketplace in which it operates. Is far more than just a business owned by Christians who try to operate by Christian principles. Since a kingdom business is a spiritual entity, you'll need spiritual guidance on a day-to-day basis. You can't possibly do this on your own. So that means you'll need to develop a dynamic relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, you may be well on your way, and you may have a developing relationship with the Holy Spirit, or you may be one of the multitude of Christians for whom that idea is novel. Regardless of where you're at on this issue, I'm going to recommend you start working on it now. Like everything else, you know, a relationship is a journey. You'll be far further along a year from now than you are now. And where you start is less important than the progress that you make. There are a number of books and blog posts and videos that can get you started and help you focus on this. There's a number of them listed on my blog. If you want to take a look at davekale.com and just click on the blog, and you'll find in some of the entries there a number of different resources listed for you. So number one, begin to enhance the relationship you have with the Holy Spirit. Number two, get a picture of what a kingdom business looks like. Now, before you can decide to be something, it helps to know what that thing looks like, you know? For example, if you want to be a baseball player, you can see what excellent baseball looks like on TV almost every day. You know, if you want to be a good basketball player, same thing is true. You can see what excellence looks like. Now, if you anything in the sports world, I mean, there are examples of excellence available to us easily. For a kingdom business, though, it isn't that easy. Just like in professional sports, in business there's a set of practices that are implemented by kingdom businesses. So you'll need to familiarize yourself with those practices and then methodically embed them into your organization. Doesn't that just make sense? Now, one way to do that is to find kingdom businesses in your arena, you know, visit them and note the practices that they have built into their business. Now, that's a good way to do it, but it's time consuming. Another way is to study the Bible and identify business practices that are modeled and taught. Another way is to find someone or some resource that's already done that and learn from that source. Now, I'm going to recommend the Good Book on Business, which paints a picture of a kingdom business from the models shown to us in the Word. The Biblical Business Course takes you methodically through the fundamental practices of a kingdom business, provides a process for transforming your business into a kingdom entity. So there are a number of places and ways that you can get a picture of what kingdom business looks like. That ought to be part of your agenda. Number three, recommend you join a small group of like-minded Christian business people to meet with regularly. Transforming your organization into a biblical business is not an event. It's a continuous process that will take you the rest of your working career. And as you strive for a higher degree of impact, you'll continue to see a loftier place ahead. As Vince Lombardi said, you'll, quote, strive for perfection and catch excellence. Perfection will forever elude you, But the striving for it will be a continuous, never-ending process that will produce excellence and greater impact. So that means that you'll have thousands of decisions to make along the way. It sure helps if you have a trusted group of like-minded folks to support you and nurture that process. Because of the specific business focus, you probably won't find it in a small group at church. But that's okay, because there are national and local opportunities to join such a group. Now, there are at least four national groups that have local groups of Christian business people. C12 is one, Convene, Truth at Work, and my own Christian Business Impact groups. And I'm sure there are others that I haven't listed. And I do know that in almost every city, there is a local grown group or several groups of Christian business people who get together and support one another. So these three essentials, I mean, these are essentials to get started. A closer relationship with the Holy Spirit, an idea of what a biblical business looks like, and a gathering of a support group around you of other Christian business people. Put these three essentials into your routines as soon as you can. Like traveling on a road trip, these three essentials are like the vehicle, the fuel, and the map. You still need to travel the course, but you won't be able to make much progress without these three things. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye. Hi, it's Dave again. Just want to take a second to really encourage you, if you haven't already, to pick up a copy of The Good Book on Business. The Good Book on Business. You can get it at thegoodbookonbusiness.com. or Amazon, you know, or wherever books are sold. You can ask for The Good Book on Business. Why am I recommending it? Because there is a world of impact, impact for the kingdom that a Christian business is designed to have that most Christian business people never, ever come into contact with. And because they don't see what it is that God would like for their businesses, they don't pursue the Christian ministry section or part of their business. So this whole world of impact and opportunity for a Christian business never gets realized because people don't understand the power, the potential power of their business. Man, go get this book. You know, it's $13 or $14, you know, less than lunch. Go get a book and expose yourself to it, okay? All right. Bye-bye.